From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Now that Donald Trump is formally the Republican presidential nominee, the question in Colorado is whether his candidacy can bring the party together before November. And as Spencer Berkland reports, there are still some deep divisions.
Colorado's 37 delegates made waves on Monday when they walked out of the convention hall in protest of the rules. On Tuesday, most of them voted for Texas Senator Ted Cruz as the GOP nominee, even though he was no longer in the race.
I was elected as a pledged Cruz delegate, so I cast my ballot as promised for Senator Ted Cruz.
That's Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams. Despite the turmoil, he says he has personally accepted the outcome.
There is the next stage in the process. There are some who have a harder time moving forward. And that's, I think, often the case. It's never easy if you don't get your top choice.
Delegate and Rout County Treasurer Britta Horn agrees that it will be difficult for some folks to move forward. A Cruz supporter, she did finally cast a vote for Trump.
You know what? The battle's over. This fight is over. My guy, he's not in the field anymore. He's not there anymore. We can't, you know, is voting, but it's not going to get us to the win that we need to do. This is now Trump versus Hillary.
Horn says her top issue in this campaign is government waste and making things more efficient. In the coming months, she wants to hear a lot more policy specifics from Trump.
We're going to have to get past, you know, the one sentence soundbite. We definitely need to hear some, how is this going to work? I'm always looking for action items.
She also worries that some Republicans will sit on the sidelines for the presidential race and focus solely on statewide and local contests.
They're definitely, you know, not happy. We keep on talking about getting behind what they call the down ticket. Yes, it's going to happen because everyone will work on their guy. But we definitely better have the top of the ticket, too. We better have Trump, too. We got to be able to get the people to get that vote.
Horn and other Colorado Republicans think Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, helps, as Pence has a strong conservative track record. But former state party chairman Ryan Call says Trump will have to make more effort in places like Colorado if he hopes to win the presidency.
It's going to require discipline. It's going to require a strong and real campaign organization. And it's going to require him being willing to be a bit more humble in asking for that vote and not necessarily thinking that he is entitled to it or that he can tweet it in from Trump Tower.
Call, who was in Cleveland as an alternate delegate, is still not sure if he'll vote for Trump. He says he has to feel convinced that Trump could govern in a presidential manner, especially given all the national security threats and ongoing economic problems.
I think it's an unfortunate reflection of our political process that has resulted in two nominees that are deeply disliked, deeply distrusted. More than anything, I want to be able to have the confidence that I can trust his judgment and that I can have confidence in his character.
During his acceptance speech on Thursday night, Trump touched on everything from building a wall along the border to getting better trade deals and bringing back middle-class jobs. He also says he would restore law and order.
I will work with and appoint the best and brightest prosecutors and law enforcement officials to get the job properly done. In this race for the White House, I am the law and order candidate.
Trump ended his nearly hour and a half speech by promising to all Americans that he will make America strong again, proud again, safe again, and great again. I'm Benta Berkland.